Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Thanks again for joining us here on Expanded Perspectives with me, Cam Hale. And of course, as always, mi amigo, the man that sat across from this desk from me, the Big Fizzy for, I don't know, decades now, Kyle Filio-Filson.
How's it going, everybody? I'm here. I'm safe. The Hale missed Skeleton Studios.
Ooh, we got lucky.
Yeah, I know that you made
it. We got real lucky. Thank you. For all the people that were interested and worried and sending us messages.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We got messages as far away as Australia. Yes. Where people were wanting to know
Multiple how we were Australians. Doing. Look, all of y'all that are listening over in Australia and y'all are in Europe and the UK and all that stuff, I don't know how y'all find out about these tornadoes. First of all, the big tornado that hit the town of Alto. Alto is several hours east of us. It's more over in East Texas. So it didn't land on us here. But like Kyle and I have discussed before, we've been through a bunch of tornadoes before. So, like we said, we really appreciate y'all worrying. This time that I had posted on Instagram and I showed the radar of what was to come.
Yeah.
It looked like it was going to be bad because a few weeks ago they had a big hailstorm come through. Well, I say a few weeks ago. Yeah, it was last month. It came through and one of my nieces got caught in it. She lives up there outside of the up north of Dallas. She got caught in it and it completely totaled her car, beat all the glass out of it. She was covered in glass at her and her dog. And I mean, it just destroyed the car. They were calling for larger hail. Now we've had it happen here. How old were you and I when it came through Annetta that time? Were we right out of high school?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And I mean,
it was grapefruit size hailstones. It looked like a nuclear disaster. I mean, it looked like an explosion because all the one side of there was hailstones. There were holes punched through roofs the size of softballs into people's living rooms. It was insane. And that's kind of what they were calling for this time. Now, we always know it gets western here
in April, this time of year. Right.
Yeah, April and May is a wild, wild time for us here.
We're in what's called Tornado Alley.
Yeah, well, doesn't that run like Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas?
I believe so.
Kind of runs down through here.
So, I mean, every year this time of year.
You know what's going to be
wild.
They're
not be there. So.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. But, hey, look, we got lucky. Now, let me ask you this, Kyle. And for those of you listening, send us a message, you know, make some comments. When I stepped out of the house to come to the studio, it was sunny, but there was a rainbow, and it was rain falling.
Did you cry? Did you cry when you saw the rainbow?
It wasn't a double. It was a single. I have always been told that that's the devil beating his wife. Have you ever heard that old adage?
About the rainbow?
When it rains, when the sun's out.
Oh, yeah. That's what I've heard.
Where did that even come from?
Who knows?
I mean, the sayings were crazy. But anyway, yeah, the sun was out. And then the other side, there's a rainbow. And it was, it's wacky, but it is. And then, like we're talking about, it's up in the 80s. It's down, you know, it's cold fronts blowing through. It's just, it's wild. But, I mean, like we said.
I saw last weekend, one of the Cubs games got suspended because of snow.
That's crazy.
I think they were going to play the Angels, and they couldn't even do it because of snow.
That's insane.
It's April, right?
And I also want to go ahead right now and verbally give you my sincere condolences that the Pittsburgh Penguins and Sidney Crosby were knocked out of the NHL playoffs. I know you cried yourself to sleep that other night on your big black and yellow pillow.
Yeah, you know,
as you
did.
Wept.
You know, I did.
In your Crosby nightgown that you wear, the long one like the guy wears whenever out on the lawn. I heard such a clatter. You've got one of those nightgowns on, shirts, man, that are real long.
I got one of the, what do they call them? The big heads? What are those? The fat heads? What do they call those?
Whoa.
You know, it's like it's a big sticker. Yeah.
Of Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
Sid the Kid, baby.
You know I do. You know I do. Yeah, I'm glad they're eliminated, man. Get out of here, Penguins.
Yeah. Now, he's introduced me to my new favorite player now that I was unaware of, Ovechkin.
Oh, yeah. Alexander. Yep. Ovi.
Ovi the Great. He's my new favorite dude.
He actually started playing the same year as Sidney Crosby. I think they both, their first season was like 2005.
He's awesome, but he's no Scott Stevens.
He's not a defenseman, of course.
I'm not saying Ovi can't score. Obviously, he can. And he knocked that kid out about 3 weeks ago in a fist fight on the ice. But Stevens.
It's playoff time.
Stevens is just a man.
I can't believe the Tampa Bay Lightning got swept. They had tied for the best NHL overall record regular season, 62 wins, and they lost 4 games in a row to the Blue Jackets. So my hat's off to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Well, this round.
This round, yeah.
But it really was. He called me the other night, and I couldn't understand. I thought he had lost a loved one. He was sobbing so hard.
You're not going to believe what happened. Yeah. Crosby got sent home. And don't you know it. Yeah.
Other than that, folks, everything's been good. Like I said, we're safe. We've got some wild stuff to discuss. And y'all keep sending in awesome stories. We're so thankful for y'all, because we'll sit here and read, and one of us will get them, and then we'll start reading them, and then Mary's like, y'all got to check this out, and then we'll get them on our phone, and it goes crazy. So speaking of going crazy, Kyle, lay one on us. Tell us what it's about.
Yeah, man. We've been getting several of these over the last couple months. More sightings of these Glimmer Man sightings that we first brought to the show and kind of gave the name the Glimmer Man, because we didn't really know what to call it.
Yeah.
But here's another one, and this is a guy saw this Glimmer Man, he thinks, chasing a deer in Kentucky. Check it out. He says, my wife and I were taking a small vacation trip last October to the Red River Gorge area in Kentucky. After a full day of hiking and grabbing some dinner, we returned to our room to get some sleep. Well, about 3 in the morning, my wife woke me up saying she was having severe stomach pain. I, being the dutiful husband I am, got dressed and hopped into the car to run down the road to pick up some stuff to settle her stomach, only to discover that things shut down for the night around there earlier than that. After consulting Google, I found a 24-hour gas station about 30 minutes away, and so I began my drive. After locating the exit, I began to slow down. I was somewhat paranoid of hitting a deer or something, especially since I was in unfamiliar territory. As I made my exit, lo and behold, a deer ran out in front of me. As I watched it cross the road, I noticed something else, something behind it. It was the outline of a man, but there was nothing solid to him. I could see right through him, yet still clearly see his form. Now I was wide awake, with the deer having startled me, but I have no explanation about what I saw. It crossed the road and continued on after the deer. For the rest of the trip, I kept feeling like I was being watched, and I continued to have uneasy feelings for several days after. Anyways, that's a brief rundown of my first run-in with the Glimmer Man. JW. Well, thank you, JW, for sending that in. I also forwarded your message to Lon Strickler over there in Phantoms and Monsters, so you'll see your story published over there on that website as well. So, look, if you want to share your stories, please send them in, and if they're good ones like that, I usually forward them on to Lon over there in Phantoms and Monsters. But it sounds like JW's had more than one run-in with the Glimmer Man, because he mentions that this was his first run-in with the fella. So hopefully we get to hear some more of those stories, JW.
I'm down.
And if anybody else, we've been getting quite a bit of them from all over.
Yeah.
And it all seems to be the same thing. I don't know if this is like a different type of shadow being, if this is some kind of secret technology that
that's
somebody's
testing.
That's
what it feels like to me.
Well, I know several people have contacted us that were in the military, and they've claimed that they've seen, you know, top secret suits like this that the government is already experimenting with, which I don't doubt them.
Well, and we also
that doesn't mean that's what that is, but I don't know.
That was an MIT graduate.
That's right.
And he's got some stories about that stuff, too, that make you go, aha.
We'll have to have him on one day.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense whenever the stuff that he's talking about.
Well, I know some of the top secret drones we've talked about, the bottom of them are covered in like an LED screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's cameras on the top of the drone, which take photographs of like the clouds above them. And then it's displayed on the bottom of the LED screen on the bottom of the plane. So as long as that thing's not leaving like a vapor trail.
You need that on top of your head.
Oh, thank you.
You need to put the cameras on your back to pick up the hair off your back and show up on the top of your head.
Yeah, but it wouldn't look like the type of hair that's on your head.
It looked better than what's up there now. Anyway, folks, I wish you could see the look on his face.
What do I have to do?
What's funny is I think you're actually contemplating. You're like, well, I wonder if that would work.
I'm just thinking of like how would you do it? How would you go about it? Yeah.
Like it's on the inside of your shirt and then it just shows. But how long until like baseball caps? Because I've thought about this. How long until baseball caps have a screen, since you have all these bandwagon jumpers that love to bounce around in college football teams and all that, to where it's just a cap is basically all LED material and you just program it to do where it kind of looks like that crap on Back to the Future 3, you know, or whatever, two or whatever.
Stuff or,
well, like it's just the team changes. Like you can be like, this week I'm going to be, you know, for, you know, whatever you want to pick one, Alabama, I'm going to roll Tide. And then next week I'm going to be, you know, for whatever.
Clemson.
Yeah. Auburn somewhere. Or whatnot. Yeah.
I mean, Florida State.
It's something like along those lines. Like, I wonder how long till that, like jackets. Imagine if you could change the color of just a jacket just by programming it.
That'd be cool.
What was that in? Like we talked about before the first Total Recall where the girl's changing her fingernail color. That stuff is like a reality.
You just buy
now.
Like one jacket and then you have to buy like skins digitally and download it. And this what today
kids I'm do it online. Why couldn't you do it now? Right? You
just get sell my the Gucci
skins
pattern.
And
get
patterns.
My, get my Louis Vuitton pattern.
There, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's gonna
probably
happen.
Right,
folks. I have you a crazy Bigfoot sighting here. I say it's crazy. It's just. It's a really interesting Bigfoot sighting because it comes from Oklahoma. This is from Cryptozoology News. This fella comes from Logan County. For those of you that aren't familiar with Logan County, it's north of Oklahoma City. It's southwest of Stillwater. So, it's in between like OU and OSU.
I got you.
It's right on the edge of Bedlam, if you will. This fella told the BFRO that he was sitting on his front porch with his dog when this sighting took place back in October of 2018. Now, he says that he saw, again, two deer running south. He said seconds later, this biped was running in the same direction. He says he has two steps from the fence around front of the pasture, he said, when I saw him. So he just turned the corner, and there he is. He said this thing pushed down the top wire of the fence, stepped over it.
Watch out for your genitals.
Right. You don't want to snag a genital on that. Stepped over it into the front pasture, and he said, boom, into this, and this is what really I find unique when he talks about this. He says there's a drainage ditch, right, that's in this part of the pasture. And he said this animal, this biped, was making his way that way. So, like, we've always talked about what natural funnels and where animals use natural funnels and all this habitat. He's chasing these deer, and he runs up, one-hands it. I always think of, like, Andre the Giant stepping in the ring.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to snag your genitals. So you throw your leg over, hop over. He's in the ditch in the pasture. And he said this thing just, boom, stayed in the ditch all the way up to the road and then crossed the road and disappeared over on the other side. Now, this is what's really interesting, too. He's sitting, He says he guesses it's about 7 foot tall, and he said it's so thick it had to weigh around 500 pounds is what he's saying. But the really interesting thing is he said it was dark, real tall, real wide, but he goes, his dog on the front porch watched it the entire way and never made a sound until it crossed the road and was way out there. He's one of them tough guy dogs. He's like,
I know type. Yeah,
exactly. So it was one of those deals. So yeah, I mean, this guy saw one chasing deer. Now we have stories of deer hunters seeing them. We've had stories of people saying they have, you know, stuff attacked by them. People have lost critters. At least this dog knew when to keep his trap.
Well, and that's also common in these stories is like, for whatever reason, their dog, normally they're big and tough and bark at everything. When these things come around, they just kind of cower, kind of stay away. Like they almost inherently know
something's not right.
Yeah. You've seen dogs when they won't make eye contact with you.
Just like that. Instantly, my mind jumps back to the missing 411 when they say the dogs won't track.
Yeah.
Is that why? Is the ones where the dogs won't track, are those what involves the big feats?
Right. Like it gets the scent. It's not confused by the scent. Yeah. It knows exactly what that is, and it ain't going. It's not working today.
Well, have you ever heard your wife say something and then you forgot, and then you get in an argument, and then you realize that you remember she said that, but now you got to play stupid? So you just like, I don't remember you saying that.
Yeah,
I don't
of course.
That's the dog's version of not going after Bigfoot.
I think so.
Whole thing is you're like, oh, I know what it is, but I'm going to pretend like I don't smell nothing. And you're like, oh, but I smell it, but I'm going to play like I don't. You know, but you're acting like you don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I've been there, of course.
Yeah, so I think but it always makes me think of that. Anytime it comes to where the dogs won't track, because name another animal that a dog won't track.
Yeah, well, most of the time, the dogs get enjoyment from it. They love doing it.
Exactly. That's their thing. That's what trips their
trigger.
Have you
ever seen, like, on live PD or cops or something, when they get to go after the criminal, the dogs love it.
Man, those.
Like, they can't wait. Like, even when they got the guy and the guy's listening to the dog's in the back seat of the car, the canine unit.
Going crazy.
It just wants to get out and bite.
What is it? I love it when it bites the dude and it's wagging its tail while it's tugging on the guy and dragging him around.
It's a game to it.
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah, the dogs love it. It's
that usually is the showstopper too. Like the guys won't come out, and then when the cops go, we're sending the dog in. They're like, oh, hold on, yeah.
Put your guns away. I'm coming out. I'm unarmed.
I didn't hear you. I thought you said stay right there. Right? They learn real quick.
Yeah.
Because man, dogs. If you've ever been attacked by a dog. Yeah. It ain't fun.
Oh, you said shut up. I thought you said stand up.
Yeah.
Do you remember a long time ago on an episode of Cops when the guy was up in the attic and he wouldn't get out and the dude starts barking like the dog? And they're like, we're sending the dog in. And the guy's making the noise and the dude's like, don't send him in. And he climbs out and they cuff him. And then he's looking, he's like, where's the dog? And they're laughing. He goes, it was me. And he's like, man, that ain't right. He got duped by the cops barking like a dog. Folks, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I have some crazy discussions about some haunted retail stores I think you're going to enjoy. You're listening to Expanded Perspective.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And here we go.
Yes. Okay. Let me lay this out for y'all real quick. I'll tell you how I got there. I had some other stuff planned. I got some other stuff in my notes. My file folder is physically heavy on this computer. And I'm at the house. I get a message on Facebook from a young lady. And I hope I pronounce her name right. It's Ryan, I believe is her name. And she's telling me, you know,
This is on social media?
Yeah, this is on social media. Right?
I got you.
And she's telling me her and her boyfriend listen to the show, and I'm telling her, thanks so much, you know, and all this. And she tells me what they do and all that. So I start thinking about this stuff, and one thing leads to another, and y'all all know we're ridiculous anyway. So it comes into my mind, I'm like, I'm going to find this stuff out, something creepy. I said, because I told her, I'm like, we're going to find something creepy to talk about. And it came to my mind that we've never discussed, because you never think about this, a retail store, any retail store, folks, pick it. You know, I'm not mean like fast food, but retail. What if they were haunted? Because you have to have people working them in the evenings, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we've ever directly talked about it. You're correct. But I have seen over the years, like a lot of closed circuit television.
Picks up
some wild stuff moving around. Because, of course, they have their security cameras on at night because anybody that breaks in. Yeah, I've seen stuff moving by itself, things that you couldn't explain.
Well, and here's the thing that's wild about that to me is if you were to have a closed circuit television in the Winchester house that y'all went to, right?
Yes.
You would be like, okay, I could see some wild stuff. You know, you expect to see something there.
Because I would always be suspect of like, I paid the money to go in the haunted house. Now I'm seeing haunted stuff. Right. That's a little bit convenient.
Anything, if you had, there's certain places, like we've all discussed, that seem to have leftover haunted energy, if you will. I don't know another way to put it, but something along those lines. So you would expect it to be there.
Yes.
And so if there was a camera up and you saw some wild stuff, you'd be like, yeah, I expected it to be there.
Makes sense.
Most retail stores aren't really that old. Yeah, there are some, but I mean, like, you open up a McDonald's and then McDonald's is haunted. Like, well, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unless it's, you know, something that somebody brought in. But for the most part, where would it come from? So that's what I think makes it so odd is most retail places we're not talking a retail store. You don't have a Sears or you don't have a Dillard's or a JCPenney's or a Walmart that's 175 years old.
No.
You know, where it has any kind of creepy history. Now, of course, it could be built on something along those lines.
Like a burial ground, an ancient cemetery.
Maybe there was an accident. Somebody died during construction. I mean, it could be something along those lines. But so I wanted to get into some of the crazy stuff that's happened in retail stores. So as I go to looking, this jumped up from Reddit. I'm going to read you a story from Reddit. From Shoshaling is the person that posted this. And it just says, I work at a haunted retail store. So that, of course, that's what jumped out at me. And it says, just wanted to share something that I learned today at work. I recently got a new job in retail, and the store is in a very, very big and very old house. One of my coworkers recently mentioned a ghost, so I asked my boss and the store owner, and they confirmed that the store is, in fact, haunted. So now this is in an old home, an old, large, creepy home.
Right.
So you can kind of understand, you know, everybody has those in their towns, you know, like the little mom and pop. Maybe they're a bookstore, maybe they're a soap place, you know. Cool stuff like
sell
that.
Sell candles and things like that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Person writes, my manager said one day she came in a couple of hours before the store opened to get some extra work done, and she saw a tall shadow and felt someone whoosh past her like they were sprinting, but she didn't hear any footsteps. Now, she was convinced someone was in the store who wasn't supposed to be, and later checked the security footage, ding, 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 and no one was there. Now, there again, a tall shadow. Instantly, I'm thinking a hat man, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Person writes that another coworker said she was working in the basement and felt someone whoosh past her. I love the whoosh, you know, the brushing past. Yeah. Said felt someone pass her multiple times and then stand behind her, but no one was there. And she said her chest, get a load of this, Philly, her chest started to hurt.
Mm.
She also said she often hears people calling her name or whispering in her ear.
See, that would freak me out if they're calling my name, because not only is the place haunted,
but it knows you.
But it knows who I am.
That's the kind of stuff that attaches itself to somebody and you take it home.
Yeah, that's never a good thing. When something from another dimension or parallel universe is calling you by name, well, now you've done made it.
Right. Now you done come up?
Yeah.
Says one coworker felt a whoosh and saw a shadow in the bathroom today, which really freaks me out. In one department of the store, they have a notebook called the Ghost Log, where they keep track of all the paranormal incidents.
That's a good idea.
The store owner said that there was a paranormal investigation team who wanted to come to the store, but the owner didn't want to scare the customers, so he said no, which I would have to disagree with, because to me, you could advertise that even more, but yeah. I also don't know what they're selling. Like, maybe they're selling baby clothes, and you don't want to have your baby clothes come from a haunted baby, you know, a haunted place. I don't know, but I'm just saying.
If you were Lyle Blackburn's baby, it'd be okay.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Or so, Elvira.
Yep. So
she's still around.
Yeah.
She is?
Yeah, she's good. She's still doing shows, still doing stuff.
I remember that when I was a kid. Man.
I bet you
I really liked that show.
I bet you do. Yeah. Now, the owner says that he thinks one of the ghosts is a woman who started the store almost 100 years ago, although there's certainly more than one spirit there. It says that a woman who runs a crystal shop down the street thinks the store is just a popular spot for spirits to pass through. And I never thought about that. Just a portal. They're just in there. Maybe they're shopping, you know. Maybe just do a little ghost shopping.
Yeah, it could be boring. I mean, heaven may be super awesome, but eventually you're going to get bored.
You're going to get tired of it.
Uh-huh.
It says that I haven't experienced anything paranormal at work yet, but I'm thinking it's just a matter of time. I'm not down with all that. So anyway, so I get to looking. In Wilmington, Massachusetts, there is a store there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This store, now this is what it says. It has expensive poultry, but it talks about this. And what's funny is I go to looking in this, the dudes, I forgot who it was that wrote it, but Ben and Aaron over at Mysterious Universe actually posted this on their website just like a month ago. Was talking about this very subject. It was just popped up. I'm like, holy moly.
With expensive poultry?
Well, they were talking about this store that's haunted there in Wilmington.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, the people in this store, and they're talking about this, they said that they have reported, the shoppers have reported seeing a young woman in Victorian clothing at this place called Market Basket on Main Street there, and that they've reported seeing her. Now, they said that some people are like, nope, there's nothing in here. You know, that's the way you're always going to get it. It always weighs out. You got a believer and a non-believer. It always works out that way. One of the local women there claimed that this same ghost, get a load of this, was the one that haunted her house when she lived right there near the Market Basket on Main Street.
So the ghost used to live at her house. Now it's moved on to this market.
It lived there and then went to the market. It either lived at her house and went to the market, or the market and, you know, was already at the market and just come over and decided to harass her too.
Yeah, what if a ghost, you know, doesn't, they always talk about not knowing they're dead, right? And somebody guides them to the light and then they live their life. What if it doesn't know it's dead? And so it's trying to do its normal mundane chores. Like, I'm going to go down to the market today.
Yeah.
Buy me some flour and salt.
Is your ghost living like in the 17th century? That's all they're getting, flour and salt?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, what is going on? Ignore him, folks. So, they talk about people that have seen them. The one woman said that I saw her and looked away to see if anyone else had saw her. And when I looked back, she was gone, which is funny because apparently there's a closed Facebook group of residents of Wilmington. And on there, they start talking about these ghost sightings, and people have come on and started talking about this whole thing. And as it's kind of grown up, but it seems to be this, that there's differing estimations of this woman's age. Some say as young as 17, all the way up to 30 years old, but they all report her wearing Victorian era clothing.
Yeah. She's going to get her some flour and some salt.
Yes. Now there's exactly
from the market.
That's what she knows to go get, some lye soap, some lard,
getting
a new dress. You know, something along those lines. Maybe a new, what were those that they put them in? They pulled them up real tight.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? It looks like lingerie, but it's not. And they put corsets.
That's it?
That's what I'm thinking. Those things look like they would be awful. So I need one, though. So I need a corset. But it does say that Wilmington was first settled.
The man's ear?
The man's ear. That's what I'm talking about. Have you seen one where they had beer and it looks like the beer gut? But holds beer?
Those are awesome. That's genius, man.
And I can't even focus. You're going to get a kick out of this.
Yeah.
Because like I was just joking about the 17th century, but then it says that Wilmington was first settled in 1665. But apparently,
we don't need no fancy words. I mean, we need to practice.
It's true. So it goes on. So some of the employees, here's what's funny. They say that they haven't seen anything unusual, that nothing's different here. So it's either stemmed from the one lady that claims she had it in her house and it followed her there, and then other people have jumped on,
right,
or there really is something to it. Now, there is a place here northwest of Fort Worth called Sampson Park.
Yep.
And Sampson Park had a video come up, was it a year or two ago, where they had, and it was a, you know, one of those little grocery store things there for a guy named Mohammed Hamad. And this video looks like it catches a ghost on it at about 7:30 on one evening, one Monday evening, that people have no idea what it was, but it looks like, and you can go online and see the Sampson Park, you know, ghost video of their surveillance footage or something. And this is what he says. He goes, after seeing the video, I would say it's haunted. He said, there's no explanation for it. He said, it's like it's supernatural, right?
Yeah.
Now, his brother was working at the store, and he said this. He said, I saw the video. He said, it's not fog or smoke. He goes, I don't believe in this stuff. He goes, but, you know, he's like, I'm really not sure, you know, whenever you start seeing things like that. Now, he goes on to say that during this, he said, the shadow hits the wall from one side, and we have a light directly on the other side. So if it's a shadow or something, the shadow would disappear within the lights, but it doesn't. It holds its darkness. If you watch that video, as it moves through there. Now, customers even agree with the store owners. That some of them are like, man, it looks like a ghost to me. They even interview a customer named Chris Gilliand. And Chris says, all I see is just a black form crossing over. So he had a pretty interesting take on that, right?
Yeah.
That it's just something like a shadow person crossing over, which makes you think of the movie Ghost. Remember when those shadow creatures come out and grab them and drag them in? It says, up until now, the owners have called the police after the motion alarms would just, no explanation, would go off.
Oh, and, man, I just watched
it's
video.
Weird, right?
That's definitely something.
It's weird.
I mean, that's something.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It looks like it walks and goes through the wall.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They even said this. The people that own it said that they've had chairs that would move by themselves. Cups would spin by themselves. And they'd be like, what is all that? But they were like, man, up until then, they would, like I said, they would always call the police if they would ever have these motion alarms. They're like, now they're not even really going to worry about it, which is bad. They might get broken into because of what the ghost was doing. No, you got to kind of keep it up. Here's what's funny during the article, though. In the article, they say, they ask him, they said, well, who would you be calling next if you don't call the cops? He said, the Ghostbusters.
Of course.
I'm like, that dude's quick on his feet. You have to give him that. He's quick on his feet. Like, I like that. So then I go to this haunted grocery store.
Whenever you're reading these, that's what I'm picturing. It's like a grocery store. I picture it late at night, stocking, only a handful of people there.
Not all the lights up front are off.
Yeah.
They're like only over the aisles where you're working.
Yeah, I don't know why I get that pick that in my
mind. Where it's naturally, you got to go in the back to get some more stuff, and it's all dark back there. And it's just eerie.
Yeah, the incinerator's back there. And
yeah, you got like all those big pouches.
Crushes all the boxes. Of the boxes.
Yeah. And there's like gaps in between them. So like a stick figure man could hide in there real easy, or a shadow man. I'm like, even a guy dressed in all black could just lean up and vanish right in there. There's always like the leaky faucet where it looks like it's the floor sink where they always keep the mop and stuff, and it's dripping and it's kind of mildewy smelly.
Yeah.
So it just smells, everything feels a little off.
And you're like, Bob?
Yeah. There's all, yeah.
Is
right.
Is that you in there?
Like there's something back there.
Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, oh crap.
That's what it feels. Well, when I tell you this, Chinchilla.
That's how you say it.
Chowchilla. That's it.
It's Coachella. That's what you're talking about.
Is it Coachella?
Right? That's it.
Coachella. Yeah. So it's apparently, Coachella Yakut Indian tribe.
I don't know what you're saying. Sounds like a good dish, though.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I had that.
I had that Japanese steakhouse last week.
Yeah. This has red curry on it. I don't even know what this It's some. It's some Native American tribe that I cannot pronounce, which is not surprising to anyone. But apparently, Chowchilla is the name of this town. And this town literally translates from the Native American language, what they've named the town, into murderers is what it means.
Well, as soon as I find that out, I wouldn't live there.
That's right. Time to pack it in. So the fella that haunts this place...
What's up? I'm just thinking of the name of it.
Dude, I can't pronounce it. I can show it to you. You'd be like, there's no way. It looks like I'm trying to read Hebrew over here is what it looks like I'm trying to pull off. Shashala Yakut. I mean, there's no, yeah. I mean, there's no way. So this fella, this is my favorite so far.
What state is this in?
California.
Okay, go ahead.
He's known as the Clawed Man.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And because one person gave him the nickname Freddy Krueger's Whetstone.
Oh, geez.
Because of this. Yeah. So he's known, like I said, as the Clawed Man. Now, this ghost has been spotted numerous times. It's even been spotted on the video cameras. And some people have even seen it in person. Now, here's what's wild. Usually in the frozen food section. My question is it because it's always cold whenever they tell you feel a spirit? Remember you talked about cold spots in the Winchester house?
Yeah. Yeah, that's real.
Is it because they can hide there and you don't notice them as much? So they just linger where it's always cold?
Maybe.
Like why they're in there in the dark, stalking these areas. But anyhow, it says this entity has the appearance of a man who was attacked by something with claws.
A bear got him.
Yeah. And Pete, the fellow talks about this. This is an employee of the Save Mart. This is the Save Mart in Cowchilla, all right, where this is all taking place. He says, the first time I saw him, I knew he was dead. I'm like, well, no shit, Pete. What gave it away? You're the only guy in there working. This dude's with his half his face clawed off. Like, yep, that guy's probably dead. You're like, yeah. This is what he said. Right? He just had these gashes in his face, and they weren't bleeding. And you just don't have gashes in your face like that without blood pouring out.
Reminds me of American Werewolf in London when David's buddy's coming to visit him at the movie theater and stuff, and he's all tore up.
Yes.
You know, and he, so I'm thinking, picturing in my mind.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the dude that Christopher Walken brings back from the dead in the show The Prophecy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm picturing I'm there stalking, I'm sweeping up in Chinchilla, California, and this tore up looking fella shows up.
You're in there stacking yogurt or something in the frozen section, some chicken nuggets, and you turn around and this dude's glaring at you. Now, he says that where it was scratched was very red. He said you could see the flesh, but there wasn't nearly as much blood as you would expect. And he said, unless, of course, you're dead or a ghost or whatever he is. Now, Pete tells this story that him and a fella named Bobby, the other night shift guy that they worked together, he said they would kind of play this game. He said, I know, but he said at the time they thought it was fun. And he said, so we were, you know, thought they were going to impress this girl, this night cashier named Robin. He says, so this is what they would do. Of course, you know, leave two dudes, you know, they're trying to gain this old gal's attention, right?
That's the way it always starts,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Said, so they would wait till there were no customers around. He said, then they would run around talking loud to the ghost, trying to get them to come out. Like, oh, you know, come on. So I'm sure it was annoying to her. She, you know, they don't realize how ridiculous they looked, but who knows? And he said, when one finally did, it was the man with all the cuts on his face. And he said, I can tell you, after we encountered him, we never played the game again. They didn't go around asking for him to show himself. And this is what he said. He goes, and in the article they're asking, he said, well, what did you do? And he said, well, it was at the end of my shift. He said, I had gone to face all the stuff in the frozen foods. He said, facing just means you pull it to the forward so everything looks full.
Yeah.
And he said, when I looked up, there he was staring at me. Now, this is the part that's really disturbing, Philly. He says, then he opened his mouth and the most awful stink came out of it. Like he'd been eating rotten meat for 1,000 years or something. He says, I screamed and ran out of the store.
Now, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Now, another interesting thing is he said later on, after he regained all this stuff and came, you know, he went to his manager and he told his manager, he's like, look, something happened. He goes, I don't know what's going on. Can you pull the security tape? Right?
Yeah, good idea.
So they pull the security tape. Guess what? Nothing's on it.
Nothing on it.
Didn't see a thing on it. Not one thing. But this isn't the only ones. There are multiple areas of more retails, not just, you know, not just like that. There's a place in Seattle, the Pike Place Market. And it's apparently, it's well known. Of course, it's in Seattle. What's it well known for? Fresh coffee, of course.
Man,
it has to be good for coffee. It's a fish market.
Yeah.
And it's also haunted. The Seattle Times has reported that they, too, have these entities, much like what we saw in Samson Park. And these entities are something that can vanish into thin air or walk through walls, like these shadowy figures, and not one or two, like they've seen multiple different sizes and shapes walk through walls. There's even one there that goes by the name of Frank. And they said that he likes to introduce himself to the people outside of the restroom there at what's called the alibi room. He just likes to hang out. And
but do people just think he looks like a person? Because like that's like I was talking a couple weeks ago about the realtor that told me, did you see the old woman that lives there? And I was like, no. And she's like, well, good. Lots of people have seen him, like the home inspector and stuff. But apparently it didn't look like a ghost. She didn't look like she was see-through.
She looked like a real person.
Just looked like a real person. You know, you didn't shake hands, you wouldn't know. And then it turns out, oh, no, that was a ghost.
They don't really go into that. They do talk about some other names and all this.
So,
but
like,
they don't
Frank,
really talk
you might
about-
just be coming out of the restroom, and he's like, oh, how do you do?
Yeah.
That and might you're be- like, oh, okay, it's just a patron.
You just may just wave
you
at
just
you
worry.
Passing.
You don't think about it. Yeah. And somebody's like, oh, no, did you somebody named Frank? That's
it's like there's nobody down that hallway. Like you go turn around and go back in the bathroom because Frank just went in there and there's nobody.
That's
in
what
there.
I'm picturing.
That's kind of me too.
It'd be kind of rude though if you were like, you know, doing your business and Frank's like, hey, how's it going?
When you're going number three in there and then Frank just like, what's up, player? What's up? You got room in there? Hey, man, give us a little courtesy flush. You know, Frank's like, yeah, I'm dead, but I can still smell. Yeah, exactly. Here's the part that makes it extremely interesting is part of this Pike Place Market back in the early 1900s was actually a mortuary. So they kind of attribute a lot of that stuff to it.
You know, naturally, right? Yeah. I mean, that makes complete sense.
Yeah. So look, I could get into some more of them. I won't dive off into them. I'll save some more for the others. But there are, I mean, when I say across, I'm talking from more in California, Detroit to Alaska. They're all over. There is way more of these haunted establishments than I thought they would be. You know what I mean?
Is there really? Man, see, it doesn't surprise me.
But it's one of those deals. At least this one has, okay, when I told you about Pike Market, it's from the early 1900s. That has some history to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't explain, though, where these shadow beings come from, a convenience store right over here in North Fort Worth. You know, I mean, it's, I don't understand. There's no rhyme or reason. Like we said, when you go to a cemetery, you go to an old site of an old battle, you go to an old creepy home, you know, you go to, there's certain places that you can easily think to see. I always think back to whenever we had talked about when people see Bigfoot, they always see it in a wooded area and stuff. But then you do have some of these where they'd sighted, like, I don't know, the albino Bigfoot in the middle of the street in one little part of the town.
Yeah.
Like you don't think about seeing those right
there.
I know. You look up, you're like, what? I always think back, where were we going? What was that town whenever? Was it, wasn't Cimarron, when we went to Red River that time and we were going past the park and all the mule deer in the park eating Cheetos?
Oh, that was Eagle's Nest.
Yeah, you see, that's just like you expect to see the mule deer in the mountains, not in the city park, up on the park benches eating, like up on the picnic tables eating leftovers. But
they're like pets there, right?
Exactly. So it's one of those, you can kind of understand seeing, you know, like something on an old boardwalk. Like if you were to go down to Galveston, we've talked about this the times we've been down there, you would expect it to be haunted due to the hurricanes and things that have happened down there. But if you went into a mall, you wouldn't expect a mall to be haunted. You're like, what is this doing
trying
here?
Trying to get the Rainforest Cafe.
Right? I'm just trying to buy a new hat and lids, play it, and then that's it. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, retail stores aren't the only place people see ghosts. There's actually a few sightings of this fellow who was once a real person, although he was a terrible person. Have you ever heard of the Vampire of Sacramento?
I don't guess so.
This was a guy who was born in May of 1950. Now, his real name was Richard Trenton Chase, and he grew up to be a serial killer one day, and he was known as the Vampire of Sacramento because he would bathe in blood, he would drink blood. He even went as far as injecting other people's blood into his veins because he thought for some odd reason that his heart needed fresh blood continually. Like, if he didn't drink or consume some kind of blood in a week, he thought his heart would turn to powder. I mean, the guy was, he had a few screws loose.
Yeah, this guy sounds extremely unique.
He grew up in Santa Clara, California, and it was said by several others that when he was very young, he quickly showed some rather strange tendencies. They said by the time this guy was 10 years old, he was already killing and mutilating animals of all kinds. He was starting fires. He was breaking into local stores and doing vandalism. He even began drinking and then smoking the heifer. I mean, the guy was out of control as a young person, and it doesn't talk anything about his parents. Obviously, he wasn't being given very much guidance because this guy was the punk, right, in the neighborhood. Everybody knew this kid was trouble. And he at some point became paranoid And they say that often he would stare at himself in the mirror for very long periods of time.
Because he couldn't see his reflection because he's a vampire.
Right. He always thought that something was wrong with him. He was a bit of a hypochondriac. He even shaved his skull one time so he could observe his perceived shifting skull.
Wow.
I mean, the guy was wacky. He thought that he had bumps moving around under his skin. And it was later determined that he was schizophrenic. But he became paranoid. And as he grew older, his madness, they said, seemed only to increase. He suspected at one point that everyone was out to get him, including his own mother, who he said that he knew. He knew that she was trying to poison him for years, which, I mean, she may have. But over time, his delusions began to morph into something even more sinister. And he even became convinced that he needed, like I said, direct injections of fresh blood in order to stay alive. In fact, in 1975, he killed a rabbit, a pet rabbit, like one of those big ones, big lop-eared rabbit you see at the stock show. He killed it. He drained all of its blood, and he took a syringe and he injected himself into his own veins with that rabbit's blood.
Did it kill him?
Well, it almost did. Like, instead of helping the dude out, no, he had to be hospitalized, and yes, it almost killed him.
Sounds like it should have.
Yeah, and when the doctors, you know, inquired, like, what we were doing, how did this happen, he told them what he was doing with the rabbits and the blood and stuff, and, well, they kind of said, yeah, you're not getting out of here, and they put him in an insane asylum, which he later escaped.
Oh, great.
And but then 10 days later, they caught him, and they had to move him to a more restricted facility for the criminally insane.
For sure.
Now, it was while he was at this new facility, of course, they began to dose him up with drugs, right? Mm-hmm. A list of drugs. Now, I don't know if this was helping him or not, but it definitely was the sedatives that were keeping him calm, because this guy was berserk. But they said even with all the drugs, he was still exhibiting wild behavior. He was still killing. I guess he had a window in his cell or room, wherever they kept him locked up in this asylum. And he would lure songbirds into the window, and he would kill them. He would eat them and consume them, and then paint himself and the walls in his room with the blood. I mean, the guy, they even caught him. Two orderlies actually caught him. I guess they have these, I'm trying to think of the name for these dogs. They would bring these dogs in, like these therapy dogs.
Yeah.
That people would pet and consume, you know, it calms them down. He got caught twice, not once, but twice, trying to drain the blood out of these therapy dogs when they were alone with him in his room or cell, and because I guess he was going to drink that. And so
this guy is a prize.
Right. So the staff there and the orderlies, they're like, look, this guy's he's damaged. And they began to call him Dracula, which they thought was a very fitting name because he had this obsession with blood. Now, of course, the orderlies there and the staff, they probably weren't aware of his prior record. With the animals and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But they exhibited him always talking. He seemed to be consumed with blood. Well, eventually in 1976, he was released to his mother's care, which didn't take very long. And he somehow got his own apartment and went back to his eccentric ways. And he continued to kill small animals. He continued to drink their blood. He even began drinking alcohol heavily and God knows what else. And they say at this point in his life, his hygiene began slipping.
I can't imagine it being top notch to start with.
Right. I mean, this guy was dirty. They said he was in need of a shave. He was in need of a haircut. He was covered in dirt and blood. He smelled horrible. Anyways, people in the neighborhood knew who he was. He would wander up and down the streets. He kind of looked like Dracula. I mean, this guy looked like a ghoul or a zombie. And so the locals began to tease him. They would call him names. And when they saw him coming down the road, they would cross the road. I mean, nobody wanted to be around this guy. There were several missing animals in the neighborhood. He even supposedly went to a neighbor whose dog was missing and said, oh, yeah, I killed that dog and drank its blood. I mean, the guy was he was crazy. But I guess there's not a whole lot you can do. You got to remember this was back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Anyways, as time went on, of course, like you were saying, you know, somebody should have done something to him. He moved on to actually murdering people.
Ugh.
No shocker. His first murder was on December 29th, 1977. And Chase killed an unknown victim with a drive-by shooting. He just randomly drove by and shot a victim, Ambrose Griffin, who was a 51-year-old engineer and father of two. The guy was just in his yard carrying groceries from the car to the house, and he just drove up and shot him and then drove off. He even he would break into people's houses. They said 2 weeks later he broke into a woman's house. And here's something odd about him. He said if he would go to house, and if the door was locked, he felt like he wasn't supposed to go in, so he would walk away. But if he checked the door and it was open, he considered that a sign to come on in. So he would just let himself in.
Extremely disturbed fella. Yeah,
he was caught one time and chased off, they say, by a couple who returned home. And at that point, he was pilfering through their belongings. He's also urinated and defecated on their infant child's beds and clothing. I mean, this guy's a real piece of work.
That's to put it lightly.
And I mean, he was just causing chaos for everyone. And again, on January 23rd, 1978, he broke into a house and shot Teresa Whalen, who was 3 months pregnant at the time. He shot her three times. He then had sexual relations with her corpse while stabbing her with a butcher knife. He then removed multiple organs, cut off one of her breasts, drank her blood, and stuffed dog feces from her yard into her throat before leaving.
Could you put a warning on this next time you start telling this story? Some people know.
This guy
was
a disturbed human being. And I can go on and on. He killed several people that they know of. He probably killed more that they didn't know of. And finally, in 1979, they were able to catch him because he was a sloppy murderer. I mean, this guy was mentally disturbed. He was schizophrenic. He wasn't planning. They were finding his fingerprints all over everything.
Yeah.
And the cops kind of had an idea who it probably was. And when they went to his house, they said they found the murder weapon easily. When they showed up, he was still covered in blood. I think the guy, he's been convicted of 6 counts of murder. So he's killed at least 6 people. And they suspect more. Anyways, he's hired up. He lawyered up, right? And you got these defense attorneys who they tried to avoid the death penalty by claiming this guy's, mentally disturbed. Mm-hmm. It's not his fault. Well, it didn't work. The judge threw that out. And they're like, no, you're going to the gas chamber. And but in the meantime, they said that wherever they put him in, whatever prison, his fellow inmates, they were extremely nervous of this guy's violent behavior. They feared him. And according to prison officials, they often tried to persuade him to kill himself. Like, they'd be like, here, you know, we can get you some rope from the shop if you need. I mean, you can imagine that this guy's this bizarre, right?
Yeah.
You would be like a little nervous around him too. You're like, oh God, please don't let him be my bunkmate or whatever. But he was granted several interviews with several people, and he talked about his fears of UFOs, talked about his fears of the Nazis. In fact, he began to think of every person at the prison, the wardens and even some of the inmates, as Nazis themselves. Once again, he had this paranoia where he thought everybody was coming out to get him. And he believed that the people at the prison were trying to poison him. But whatever the reason, on December 26, 1980, he was found in his cell dead. He killed himself. And they did an autopsy, and they found out that he overdosed on prescribed antidepressants that he'd been saving up for several weeks. And he finally killed himself.
Because it was, of course, the system is still flawed now, but it always makes you think. You look back, you're like, how could they have let somebody like this go?
Well, that's it. I mean, right, this whole life, all the things were pointing to this guy's going to be a troubled person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing with this story. So you're thinking, great, good riddance. This guy finally is done. We don't have to deal with this guy. But in the years since his death, there's been numerous sightings of this guy still walking the streets in and around his apartment. Strange sightings have taken place at his former apartment, like I said, as well as some of the murder scenes. There's been recordings of some EVP phenomenon, and there's been lots of ghost hunters and researchers that claimed that they have recordings of Chase's voice, as well as some of his victims in these EVPs. And one guy named Craig, he actually moved into Chase's old apartment. And he began to have several odd sightings soon after he moved in. He would he would observe objects moving around. Sometimes things would be moved around while he was at work, and when he returned home, they weren't where he left them. He would hear whispers, sometimes screams in the middle of the night. He would catch movement sometimes from just out of the corner of his eyes, and he saw what looked like a shadow person a few times, kind of like the video there in Samson Park. And he began to have nightmares on a regular basis, and he wasn't able to get any sleep. And he actually said, on a website called Ghost Stories, he wrote that towards the end of my 6 month stay in this apartment, I experienced 2 extremely frightening and weird things in that bedroom. The first, I was dreaming about sitting with my parents at their home. It was a sunny day outside, but suddenly things went dark. And then it was as if something came crashing into their house and the roof crashed down on me. At this point in the dream, I awoke screaming and then quickly noticed that I felt like I had been punched in the nose pretty hard. In fact, I was bleeding, slightly from my nose. I moved back to the couch this night for sure. Now, the second incident, I awoke in the bedroom lying on my side this time. As I went to move and roll onto my back, I instantly felt as if someone was laying behind me in bed with their arms wrapped around my torso, pinning my arms to my side and squeezing tight. Now, this force pushed me back onto my side and would not let me move. I lay there, not totally sure if I was awake or asleep or even dreaming. But eventually, I was able to move again after an unknown amount of time. Obviously, when my lease was up, I moved out. Since I moved out, I still get the occasional nightmare now and then, but nothing as intense as what I experienced while at that apartment. And I no longer have any episodes with sleep paralysis. So to this day, I don't know what I saw. And this, he's not the only one. So this guy moved out, Craig, and other people have moved in that apartment where this guy lived, and they've observed weird and wacky things going on. Like I said before, the murder scenes where several of these people were killed, they see odd things. The people in the neighborhood still say that they see his image walking the streets at night. I mean, so it's like, it makes me wonder. Now, obviously the guy was a real guy. He was a real serial killer, mm-hmm. but the sightings of the ghost and such, is that just urban legend? People have made that up because of how heinous the guy was and how terrible he was. So he's like, oh yeah, I saw his ghost too, or something like that. Or, you know, like we've talked about so many times, is it somehow the energy from this guy, all the evil he did, somehow has left like a stain in this place, in those places, in this place, this world? You know what I mean? You talk about where if you go to Gettysburg, you can feel the sadness, even though it's been hundreds of years since that battle. You can still feel it. So it makes me wonder, same thing with the opposite, where something really good happened, people feel a lot of energy. I don't know.
Man, I don't know. Because I don't think anybody...
I mean, I could go into more details, but it's pretty graphic. So, I only left it with the
two. Yeah, but it's one of those things that you're like, nobody would go around to keep pretending to be him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no. It doesn't sound like he had a good life. And like I said, it never mentions his parents, really. Like, when he was released from the insane asylum to his mother's care, within a few months, he had his own apartment. So, she wasn't really looking after him. He probably was a burden to her. I mean, you can only imagine, like, what should have happened is when he was 10 and he was already showing signs of this, killing animals and stuff, they should have taken him to a psychiatrist or somebody.
Yeah, or it could have been one of those things that she was much, much older.
It doesn't tell the story of his parents.
She was one of those that she wanted him and she believed everything that he did. You know what I mean? Like, because it doesn't tell you, you don't know enough of the story, because he could have been also an amazingly good liar, you know, that could have played along like most of those serial killers. Everybody's like, we never would have guessed it.
That's what they always say.
Yeah.
But in this case, it was almost the opposite. Like, everybody, like, this guy is off his rocker. He's killing things. And when they found out he was a murderer, everybody in the town was like, yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, if you shoot yourself up with rabbit blood because you think you got to keep a rock in that, you know, and you've got an issue.
He thought that his heart would turn to powder if he didn't receive fresh new blood. I'm like, yeah, bro, but you got to have human blood. Like, you can't even share other human blood with other humans.
Yeah, which is strange, right? I don't know what we've done some stories from, you know, back in the early parts of the 1900s on, you know, asylums and sanitariums and mental health. I can safely assume it must have not been any better in the 70s either.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's take a break, folks. You're listening to Expanded Perspectives.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back with Expanded Perspectives. Yeah, it's a pretty cool story. It's not a real long one. Like I said, I could get into more details, but it's pretty graphic, so I feel better. Maybe if it was an Elite show, I would probably get into it, but here...
Yeah, it's one of those ones that you could go real deep and make it really creepy and really...
I mean,
I don't know.
Some of the descriptions of some of the things he was doing...
I don't want to know.
Yeah, pretty disturbing.
Yeah, he's just a pretty disturbing guy.
I mean, he would kill people literally and eat their organs and then... You know, defile them. I mean, the guy was, he was off.
Pretty much what you do to a burrito.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much what he does to a burrito.
Yeah, so what's up? What's going on in your world, bro?
Not much. Just
I drove by your house the other day and I saw a big fence built.
Oh, yeah, I got my privacy fence built. I've got to finish the gate this weekend. And then I've got to get everything ready because all the family's coming over to our house for an Easter get together.
Yeah, man, we're going to... my wife's cousin's house, but it's not too far away. But yeah, I'll be over there all day long. Probably watching some playoff hockey. Hey man, I saw Tiger Woods won the Masters again. That's been the first time in like 15 years for that.
Yeah. 106 years before, since he won his last one.
106?
106 years. Looks pretty good, don't
yeah. I was trying to think there was something else I was going to bring up. I think it was a Florida man story or something like that. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. No, but, I complain because I'm like, I don't want, you know, I'd rather go to somebody's house so I can stay and I can leave. But then I find out, I'm like, no, I'd rather everybody come to my house so I don't have to do anything. I can just sit there. I'm giving you a place to have your party. Everybody else can mill around. Then y'all can go home and I don't have to drive off anywhere.
Oh, I'm the opposite. I'd rather go somewhere. When people come to my house, I feel like I'm the host. I need to, you know, is your drink okay? Is it cold? Is it warm?
Yeah.
You need a place to sit?
Nah.
It totally makes sense that you don't care, that you're just like...
No, these are my brother-in-laws. I could not care any less if they have a good time or not with these knuckleheads that'll be over there.
Yeah,
it'll be a good time, though. Like, it's funny when we all get together. Like I said, it'll be good food and everybody will be laughing and cutting up and it'll all... There's a ton of what... I ought to record some of it because I've got, my brother-in-laws are crazy. So,
That would be good.
It used to be wilder. Now they're just old, but yeah, it used to be a lot wilder.
I was bummed out the other day when I saw the Notre Dame Cathedral burning.
Dude, that's
you know what I mean? That thing was built like in the 11th century.
Have they found out what started it?
No, they said they were doing some renovations and they think, you know, something from doing the renovations caught it on fire. I don't know if
you think somebody was smoking?
Well, see, when I first...
That's the first thing I thought of.
The first thing I thought of was terrorist. That's the first thing I thought of. Right here before one of Christianity's biggest holidays.
That's true, yeah.
All of a sudden, a big church is burning, but I don't think that they've...
Because when I heard they were doing renovation, I thought either somebody's smoking or they were doing woodworking and they had stain on a bunch of rags and they left the rags and then it burst into flames.
Something like that. But luckily, they said because of the renovation, some of the really old statues, they had all removed them. Before the renovation
began.
So it saved some of those accidentally. But yeah, that thing was built, I think, in like the 1100s.
Man.
And it took 200 years to build it. I've never been there. My parents went there, though.
I have two cousins that have both been there.
I have an uncle that lives in Paris, yeah.
So I've never been. But, I mean, it just bums me. Anything that's old like that gets tore up bums me up.
Me too.
I don't like
me
it.
Me too. Yeah. If you have any stories of your own you'd like to share with me and Cam, like Glimmer Man or anything else.
Bring it.
Please email the show at expandedperspectives@yahoo.com. If you want to call the show, 817-945-3828. Don't forget about Expanded Perspectives Elite. If you like this show, you're only listening to half of it. Go to expandedperspectives.com. Click on the Elite tab and signing up is easy. It's $5 a month. You'll get access to every episode we've ever done. Cam, it looks like there's more hail on the way, so please, for God's sakes, park your new car under the carport.
That's where I had it the other day, and it looks like I'm going to have to go put it back up underneath there. It looks like it's going to get wild again.
All right, everybody stay safe out there. Till next time, I'm Kyle Filson. He's Cam Hale.
Peace, y'all.
Go Stars.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.